Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for hanging around with me. Just tuned in. Welcome aboard. Greg Roth is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Greg is someone that I've known for a while, but I think he's a new friend to you. Greg is Director of Network Development at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives, ACCE, an organization that I started introducing you to about a year ago. And this is the organization that's, as you heard me say earlier, if you think about your industry's trade group, well, this is kind of like the professional trade group of the Chamber of Commerce professionals and the professionals who operate your Chamber of Commerce, your local chamber. That's what they do. And they got a big event coming up in August, and I wanted Greg to join us and talk to us about that and Chambers of Commerce in general. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. I'm really looking forward to Cleveland. We're going to have a lot of fun in August.
I think so, too. I think there's plenty of fun to be had, and our crowd will have it.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, if you're a chamber professional listening, that is August 16th through 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. And if you haven't been to Cleveland lately, Cleveland has really cleaned up its act. Not that Cleveland was ever not a clean place. It's just really made a comeback in the last few years, hasn't it?
I'd say so. I was there for the first time last year, right around this time last year, and I was surprised as someone that was raised in eastern Pennsylvania and is pretty familiar with the whole Rust Belt manufacturing city kind of setup.
Right.
I definitely saw it as a city that's made a lot of progress in the last 10 to 15 years. And
the downtown area was beautiful. I was really impressed with that. It's been about 10 years or so since I've been there, maybe a little more. Well, about 10 years, I think, since I was there. But I'm looking forward to going back. I've actually got quite a few friends there, and we have some radio stations in the area there who take the show. So we're looking forward to going back and seeing those guys. Tell the audience about the ACCE.
Just about the organization in general, you mean?
Yep.
Okay. The organization was founded about 80 years ago and has really grown over the years. It started out as another organization that was the National Association of Business Secretaries. This is very sort of old-style term, is not even really around anymore, and represents all of the professionals that work in the Chamber of Commerce field, and that's advocating for small business and doing a lot of community development, economic development. Especially in the last 5 to 10 years, I think the organization has really picked up a lot of steam. We've done some strategic planning the last 10 years that I think, you know, while it was probably there before, was not quite as ambitious as we've been over the last decade. And, you know, when you try to do more, the result is there's a lot of great ideas out there. Mm-hmm. The members really step up. They really want ownership of what the organization is going to be, what the identity of the organization is going to be, and a lot of members, a lot of chamber execs across the country have really taken ownership of ACC the last decade. So
one of the things that I thought was very impressive, Greg, was when you think of the Chamber of Commerce executives, you think about the president. The first reaction is to think about the president of the chamber, who is the professional leader of any Chamber of Commerce. But what I learned more about last year, I guess I always knew this, but I just hadn't thought about it that much, is that your programs, the programs you offer, are not just for the presidents. In fact, the most of the programs available are for the management, the professional managers, the membership builders, the marketing folks, the organizational folks in the chamber, the professionals who work in the chamber, all the way down the organizational chart.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good example of, I think, one of the things that's changed over the last decade is that instead of it being the CEO, instead of it being for the typical executives, meaning the, you know, the organization head, the president, we've got a lot of involvement from the VP of communications, you know, the director of small business development.
Hold on to that thought, Greg. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Greg Roth, ladies and gentlemen, director of network development at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. When we come back, I'm going to give you some ideas about if you're a member of your chamber on what you can do to get your executives there. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17th Hill. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our friend Greg Roth, the Director of Network Development at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives. Greg, we're talking about your event in Cleveland, the ACCE Convention 2006. One of the things, folks, if you're Chamber of Commerce, if you're a member of your Chamber of Commerce, I really would like for you to ask the folks that you know there, the president, who's the professional there, or anybody that you know there, if they're planning to attend, and if they're not, I'd encourage you to encourage them to attend, to think about going to these things, because, you know, Greg, I have a self-serving reason for saying this, Greg, not because, you know, obviously I think a lot of your organization, but my interest goes farther down the line than your organization. I believe that the most important organization in any community is the Chamber of Commerce. And I tell my audience all the time, if they're not a member of their local Chamber of Commerce, I want to know why. And because, in my opinion, there's no excuse for a small business owner not to be a member of a Chamber of Commerce. Next year will be my 30th year to be a member of a Chamber of Commerce. And so I put my money where my mouth is. But my point is the stronger, the more professional, the better trained the executives are, the management of the Chamber of Commerce, the professionals can be, the stronger and the more professional that chamber will be, and the stronger the chamber is, I think, creates a much healthier marketplace in which small business owners can grow. So that's the reason why I would like to encourage people to attend your convention.
Well, Jim, I hate to be a bad radio guest, but I have absolutely nothing to add to that.
Well, I
think we have a spokesperson job opening up, as a matter of fact.
The good news is I'll do it for nothing, because I'm pretty out of control when it comes to chambers of commerce. I think that they're the most important organization, and that people ought to be supporting them. They ought to be a member. They shouldn't be saying, what has the chamber done for me lately? They should be saying, what have I done for my chamber lately? And so, folks, if I really encourage you to consider to talk to your professionals about it. Greg, give us an example of some of the things that will be going on. One of the things I know about I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's the one where I always forget this, and Chris has told me about it several times, Affinidae. Tell us about
Affinidae.
That's new, isn't it?
That's brand new. Normally the convention would be 3 days, August 17th through 19th. This year is the first year that we're having two pre-conference workshops. They're all-day add-ons to the convention. There's two going on at the same time. One is Affinidae. It's about affinity programs and all of the different choices that are out there that both chambers provide, and maybe some of the trends that, you know, can open up markets for chambers to provide new services to their small business members. The other one is an economic development workshop, and the theme of it is basically the chamber's role in economic development, because as I'm sure you know, there are a slew of organizations that do economic development in any community, and the chamber is one of those. And in some communities, the chamber is the organization that does it, and in others, not as much. So this will probably, the ED day, as we like to call it, will concentrate mostly on, I think, economic development marketing, and there'll be a panel discussion with site selection professionals. So I think that both of them are, we're really excited about both of them. The ED one I've been a little bit more involved in as far as planning, and we're really excited about because it's a huge topic for chambers. We've never done anything with it before, but we thought the time was right, and we got some good members to step in and say that they'll present and talk about some of the things they do in their communities. And so then we got
this Affinidae thing is, and you may not know this, Greg, but Chris Mead, who's been on the show before, is one of the guys you work with there in the organization. He has asked me to moderate the breakouts, not the breakouts, but the roundtable thing that's going to be the fast break, he calls it, the Affinidae fast break. It's a two-hour thing where everybody gets to, all the vendors get to stand up and do 3 minutes. He's asked me to be the ringmaster of that group, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. You're a natural ringmaster. I've seen you in action.
one of the things about that Affinidae, and folks, this is another thing to think about. You know, Greg, one of the challenges that chambers have these days, and all nonprofit organizations have, is being able to fund the programs that they want to have off of simply the dues revenue. It's very difficult to fund the programming from that. And so something that's really come into the fore in the last few years for all nonprofits, Greg, is something called non-dues revenue, isn't it?
Absolutely. We did a story on that for the magazine last year when I was still the managing editor of it. And it just talked about the shift in balance going from an organization maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago that was 60 to 75% dues to an organization that flips those numbers and could be as high as 65, 70, even 80% non-dues revenue,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's through sponsorships or events, a whole
But also actually making and recommending products that may not be available otherwise to their members. And so when we come back, I want to talk about that a little bit more. This is a way to help their small business members and help the Chamber of Commerce finance their programs. Tintail will be right back with Greg Ross. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blastingame, small business advocate, and visiting with Greg Roth. He's Director of Network Development for the American Chamber of Commerce Executives, and we're talking about their conference in Cleveland in August. And acce.org is how they can find out more about that, right, Greg?
Absolutely. It's right on the front.
If they want to call someone, if they're the kind of folks who would like to talk to someone on the phone and maybe get some questions answered, can they call you about that?
They absolutely can call me.
You want to give us the phone number?
Sure. 703-998-0072.
All right. Is there a phone number on the website?
There is.
Okay. So, folks, check that out. You can ask for Greg Roth. You can ask for Chris Mead. Who else could they ask for in case you guys are busy?
They can ask to be put in touch with the best person on the staff.
And that's you, right?
And well, I mean, it will always be me, but just in case I've decided to step out for a sandwich,
right, right.
They'll get one of the other best people.
Hey, Greg, the attendance has really grown over the last few years in this program, and I'll tell you, I know that you've gone 600 to 800 last year. I think it was 1,000. You guys are expecting how many this year?
Our goal is to keep that increase of 200 each year going, and get up around the 1,200 mark. I think there's a lot of reasons for optimism. The early returns are in as far as registrations and hotels, and the numbers are looking very good. We're ahead of where we were last year when we had 1,000. Cleveland obviously is a really great location geographically.
It's a big chamber too, isn't it?
It's a huge chamber. Ohio is a great state for us. Pennsylvania is a great state for us. Indiana, Illinois, Michigan. So I think we'll get a really nice draw from that part of the country.
You know, Greg, speaking of Pennsylvania, next January I'm supposed to be in Meadville. And guess what? You know what they're doing there in Meadville next year?
Oh, I wish I did. I know Meadville. I've been to Meadville.
The Chamber of Commerce in Meadville, Pennsylvania, is celebrating their 200th anniversary. Can you believe
it? I believe it, and also I'm impressed.
I am very much impressed, and they've asked me to come over there and help them celebrate that bicentennial, and I'm so excited about being there. I can't wait to get there. They're great folks. And I will throw one other quick thing in there. The Small Business Person of the Year, SBA's Small Business Person of the Year is from that chamber. He's a member of that chamber. How about that?
That you've got yourself a tie-in for a major event.
How about
event.
That? That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes.
Another thing that's exciting that's going to be happening at your convention in Cleveland in August, Greg, are the international guests that you're going to have. Tell the audience about those guys.
Chris Mead, in one of his great illuminating moments, decided he was going to work with the World Chambers Federation and offer scholarships for executives at international chambers to come to the event in Cleveland. Cleveland Chamber heard about it, said, hey, we'll up it to 8. So they offered 3 more, and we've gotten 34 applications from all over the globe. We're expecting to have execs from Iraq, Durban, South Africa, Tel Aviv, St. Petersburg, Russia, China, someone from Guatemala, someone from India, which is great since they... As a matter of fact, I don't know if you pronounce it as Pune or it's P-U-N-E. Not exactly how I should pronounce that, but it's the fastest-growing city in India.
Wow. I don't know how to pronounce that. But let me ask you a question. What does it cost to sponsor one of those guys?
I think we're probably looking in the 1500 range, maybe.
Right. So, folks, if you sponsor another country, I'm sure if you wanted to donate that, I mean, that'd be a great thing to do. It would be I'm sure that they'll find another country to be represented, wouldn't you?
I think there's probably a few left, sure.
So that's something to think about. One of the things that impressed me, Greg, when I was there last year, that was my first, it wasn't my first chamber rodeo, but it was my first one to attend of yours, was the way that the family attitude that everybody had. I mean, everybody knew each other, they cared about each other, and I felt like I was at a family reunion, Greg.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of... that's what we're going for, really. I mean, this is a chance for the network of members to get together and learn from each other and, you know, basically commiserate with kindred souls. I mean, this is a...
Hey, Greg, I got to wrap it up.
Like,
give us the website one more time.
Oh, sure. It's www.acce.org.
Thanks. Hey, Greg, I'm looking forward to seeing you in August, and we'll have some fun.
You bet we will. Thanks a lot for having me on, Jim.
Greg Roth, ladies and gentlemen, with the ACCE. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And as you know, this program is for you. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.